This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, it's that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. And normally we have a lot of different guests in on this show, but today we have Kurt Rogers, and we're going to be talking about his business, and that's mortgages. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm not a guest.
Yeah, you're not a guest.
Not a guest.
Hey, you're a special guest.
I don't know about that. I'm just not a guest. I'm just here. I'm like the janitor. I just show up.
I know. Me and you both. Me and you both. But no, it's good to have you. And once again, Affordable Interest Mortgage has been our exclusive mortgage company since we started Haystack, way back in about 2009. So we've been doing this a long time together. It was, yeah. I know we're like, man, what a great time to start a business.
Yeah, yeah.
2009.
Let's get all these mortgage companies that are going out. Let's see if we can get some of them coming in.
For sure. Well, again, we're going to be talking about a lot of things with mortgages. We're going to be talking about rates up and then they go down, homes being discounted to sell on market, homes that are on the market longer. Are homes still appreciating? And really just a lot of confusion. But hopefully over the next 58 minutes, Kurt can straighten us out on a lot of this. So just what's kind of the, if we put a stethoscope, so to speak, to the heartbeat of the mortgage world, what's happening
it's
right
beating.
Now?
Okay.
There's life.
There's life there. It is, like many things, it's kind of making some adjustments to the shock. Like customers going out to buy a home, they've had to make adjustments on what price range homes they get into. The mortgage business has changed because rates are up, so there's not as many people out. There's still as many people out there wanting to do loans. It's just that, A, they may not qualify because of rates. So it's causing some issues there. And rates seems to be the issue. The first thing everybody asks about, which is understandable, because when they jump 2 to 3 points in the matter of 6 months, that's quite a shock.
Right.
And they were down under three. Now that they're, you know, five, they're up there. Mm-hmm. So you're going 2.5 to 3 points. that changes your monthly payment just a tad.
Sure.
Just a little.
And we were visiting a little bit before we came on air, but I mean, I said, you know, how often are rates changing? And you said sometimes 2-3 times a day.
They'll move. Yeah. And like I said at the beginning, it doesn't mean they're going to go from 5% to 5.125% or 5.25% or down to 4.75%. There's a thing called par. If you've been around mortgages for any length of time, you'll hear the word par brought up, which means there is no cost to get that rate. There is no credit to get that rate. That's called par. Seldom, if ever, will you have a rate that's 4.5% to 4.625% to 4.75% be par. There's always going to be a little bit of a credit or a little bit of a charge. Mm-hmm. Those numbers change 2 or 3 times a day. Like I mentioned before, you may start today and we're saying your rate's 4.875 and it gives you a credit of 500. Before I hang up the phone, it can now cost you 250. It can move that quickly.
Right.
And it normally does. But the rates are pretty consistent in not moving a lot. A couple of weeks ago, they moved 0.5 point in a day, and that's in the rate. That's a lot. They normally won't move that much at any given period of time, but they did one day.
Right. Once again, Kurt Rogers, our guest. And by the way, if you have any questions, give us a call, 303-477-5600.
One of the things I want to mention about rates is when you're out looking, whether you're looking at a refinance or you're looking at a purchase, if you're looking at getting the best rate, besides finding the right place to where you want to go, it's something you're comfortable with, preferably it'd be us, but if you find the right place, you need to bring a little bit of ammunition with you, and you need to understand what that ammunition is. The higher your credit score is, the lower your rate's going to be and the lower your cost is going to be.
Okay.
The lenders, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, which govern most of the financing out there, they have what they call LLPAs, loan level pricing adjustments, and they're all determined mainly by FICO score. So understanding that can control your rate more than any broker can control your rate, there are certain factors that go into your FICO score that you have major control over and you can fix in a very short period of time. It's not just making your payments on time. Old guys like me, we figure, well, if I just make my payment, I'm going to have this 800 credit score.
Right.
That's not necessarily true. It depends on, A, the types of credit cards or credit accounts I have. It depends on how I've borrowed that money in the past. I can miss a payment on a credit card and my score might go down 12 points. I miss a payment on a mortgage, it's going down 70 to 90. Wow. And it stays with you for a while. Mm-hmm. So there's key factors. But one of the big factors about having a good score is you need to have credit cards and you need to use them every now and then.
Right.
Now, most people say, well, I don't want credit cards, especially with rates rising. You need to have one and maybe put $100 on it and then pay 50 that month and then the next month pay 10 and the next month pay 10. The credit scoring system doesn't judge by the size of the loan. It judges by the percentage of what the high is versus what you pay and how fast you pay it down. Mm-hmm. If you're not making payments on a credit card or an installment loan or a mortgage, you're not going to have a great credit score. If you have no credit, if you've borrowed no money, while that's wonderful, your score is not going to go up. It's going to go down because you have no history as that goes on of being able to make your payments on time. And right. That's the whole purpose of the credit score.
So sometimes you're saying if you charge $1,000 and you pay it off the next month, maybe didn't help you a lot.
Maybe help you a point or two. Yeah. It's not going to help you as much as if you were to maybe make a payment of $500, then 2 weeks later pay another two. Mm-hmm. And pay maybe $5 or $10 in interest over a six-month period of time, you're going to move your credit score 40, 50 points by strictly managing those. And when you figure paying interest on a credit card, even though it's high, it's on a lower dollar amount than going from 5% to 5.25% because you got a 680 versus a 740, that's $7,000 to $8,000 extra in interest.
Right.
So pay a little bit here to save a whole mm-hmm. lot over here.
And that's why we've said millions of times over the years with this show is it's never too early to start the conversation with you, to come and sit down with you, let you see where folks are at, because hey, they might need 3 months worth of work on their credit, they might need a year's worth of work on their credit to help them.
We've been doing this long enough. I now get phone calls where somebody come up and they'll say, you know, I've got this credit score and I don't think it's high enough. I need to get it up. And I say, well, send me that free credit report you got. Mm-hmm. Now, that free credit report's not going to give you a real number, but it's still going to give me enough information to tell you how to massage that to where you can improve your score before you decide to pull the trigger.
Right.
So if you're interested in that, I can kind of give you, you know, 22 years of history of how to move a credit score. I'm not a credit repairer, but I can kind of give you a history of how that works and what the lenders look for.
Right.
And how to put yourself in a better position so if something else comes up, you're still able to make it.
And you brought up a good point, because I think a lot of people pull their credit and they go, oh, I've got this score. Well, that score that we see is not necessarily, and most of the times, not the same score that you get, right?
That is correct. When you're pulling your credit, there's algorithms that matter to credit card companies, to installment loans like cars, and to mortgages. And all three of those will score you differently. Even though you have the same credit, you'll get a different score in each one because of the algorithms that they require. The biggest one that will have the biggest effect on all three of them is how you manage your credit cards. If you max them out and you ain't got enough money to pay them down to less than 50%, pick up the phone, call them, and tell them to raise the limit. If they raise the limit, it's still a 50% difference between what you owe and what your limit is,
right,
which is where your score, 50 to 40% is where you want to be. That's going to give you the best bang for your buck on credit score,
mm-hmm.
allow you to have money charged if you have to. It's just a little bit of a modification and discipline and paying attention to a couple things. And like I said, it can add $7,000 to $8,000 to the cost of a loan quickly.
Right. And I think you've said this before, too. So let's say you need to make a big purchase, you know, something for $12,000. Is it better to put that $12,000 on one card that has a $15,000 limit and you charge $12, or to do it on a couple of cards where those ratios stay more balanced?
You bring up a very good point. Split it out. And if you have a favorite card, don't put everything on that card to raise your limit. Every now and then, throw something on another card. A, keeps it active. B, you look great to the credit score. You're still going to pay the same interest, but you're managing your money better by doing that, mm-hmm. paying attention to the things that are important to the score. You don't have to agree with how they do it, But if you want it, there's a system in making that beneficial for you. I've seen people with five pieces of credit that have a 650. I've seen people with 27 pieces of credit have a 780. It's how they manage the account.
Right.
They each. It's not how many you have. It's how you manage the accounts that you have. And it's nobody teaches it. It's pretty basic stuff.
No, and that was, man, reading my mind. We've been doing this a long time. That's what I was going to say. This would be a great thing, really, for first-time home buyers, and most time younger folks, to understand this, because they don't get that knowledge anywhere else unless, you know, a parent, they were lucky enough to have a parent teach them about it.
Years ago, I used to do first-time home buyer seminar, and that was one of the questions at the end we get asking. And people say, well, I have credit cards. I don't want to pay any interest. They say, well, if you're trying to buy a home, you better pay this $10 or $12 a year in interest on this $50 card or this $100 card than to pay $4,000 or $5,000 when you're trying to buy. If you don't prove you have the ability to make payments on time, they're going to charge you a whole lot more as a first-time home buyer.
Mm-hmm. And while we're talking about credit, let's talk about bankruptcy, because there's a lot of myths about bankruptcy saying, oh, you can never own a home if you file bankruptcy.
Incorrect.
Not true.
If you have a Chapter 13, you can buy and refinance a home inside the Chapter 13. So if you have a 7, you have to wait a minimum of 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Some banks, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, require 4. VA requires, VA also requires 4. But if that's a 7, if it's a 13, you can get financing after that. Yeah. Because a 13, you're on a payment plan. I understand, again, they got you on a payment plan. As long as you're on that payment plan doing that, they'll say, okay, we'll go ahead. You've learned. Everybody stubs their toe.
Mm-hmm.
I stubbed my toe in 2008. I didn't plan on that coming, and I'm in the business.
Yeah.
But I had to work my way through that.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, I learned a lot from that. Yeah. I learned a whole lot from that.
I think we all did. Again, Kurt Rogers with us, 720-895-0500 is the number. It's affordable interest mortgage. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about 6 people that you don't know. Those 6 people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Now's the time to get into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Their summer sale is in full swing. All fishing gear, 10 to 50% off. Tents, sleeping bags, and packs save 30%. 30% off all knives, Sitka clothing, 25% off. And if you're in the market for a gun safe, stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic. It's Colorado's largest outdoor consignment store, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. They've also got live bait, and if you haven't picked up your Colorado fishing or hunting licenses yet, they can help you there as well. If your firearm needs some work, head downstairs and see Scott the gunsmith. If you've got some hunting, fishing, and camping gear you're just not using anymore, stop by and see Billy, and he will explain their consignment program and how you can turn that gear into cash. Outdoor gear, guns, and ammo, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan.
Kurt Rogers with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You've heard me for the last 8 years on KLZ, and today, my senior reverse mortgage manager of over 16 years, David Olson, has important information on reverse mortgages.
Thank you, Kurt. I specialize in reverse mortgages, and as a senior of 75 years and owning a reverse mortgage, we face many precarious financial events. Today, we're facing a 40-year high inflation rate. The words inflation and fixed income are not compatible. How do we protect our financial stability in these difficult times? By having access to an increasing home equity line of credit, where your unused portions grow in value. an income stream for life, just like Social Security. Affordable interest mortgage. Just call 720-895-0500. Join me for a free, no-obligation conversation, your table or mine, and learn how a reverse mortgage can help you. That's 720-895-0500. David Olson. Relieve some of your financial stress in these trying times. That's 720-895-0500.
NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. If you're just joining us, Kurt Rogers is with us. Kurt's number is 720-895-0500. Hey, Kurt is happy to sit down with you and talk with you in person at his office here in the Greenwood Village area or by phone. Whatever. He would love to help you. Again, the number is 720-895-0500. So is it hard to tell over these last few months of the year here what rates will do? Do you think?
I think we're pretty well going to stay pretty stable with rates where they are now. You know, I get calls from people that, well, I see this rate being advertised at 4.25%. You know, what are your rates? Those are pretty standard questions. Well, there's a lot of things besides the FICO score, which is the biggest one, in my opinion, that comes into play. But some of the other things that affect the customer when they're looking at a rate, and most people don't understand it, it's the property type. Is it a single-family home? It is a duplex or a fourplex? Is it going to be your primary residence or a second home or a vacation or an investment? Is it a condo? Is it a townhome? Mm-hmm. Those kind of things affect the rate. Those are part of that LLPA, loan level pricing adjustments. Right. That will tie FICO score to the property. The next one is loan to value. And everybody, not everybody, most people understand that if you're going to finance more than 80%, there's a thing called mortgage insurance. The higher the risk, the more the lender charges. And that's what these LLPAs do. So depending on your loan to value, you can go to 95% now on a first-time home buyers and get a loan with no mortgage insurance on it. And at it, to be perfectly honest, at a very good rate. I mean, it's extremely attractive. That's to help those folks get in. There's other requirements you have, but there's a lot of people that want to get into that market.
Right.
But in most cases, depending on the loan to value, if you want cash out, that's going to be a hit because the risk is higher. They're only charging these costs, that your rates are only going up because there's a higher risk with that type of loan. Investment property. You can't go out and get an investment property and get it at the same rate you should get as a primary because the risk is a whole lot higher. If it's a primary, that's where you live, you're going to make that payment.
Sure.
If it's an investment and they move out, who's making the payment? Mm-hmm. So the bank will charge you those things. So understand when you're looking for rate, that all comes into play. To get back to the guy that says, I got 4.25, you need to look past that. Is that 4.25 paying 2 points? Is that 4.25 on a 15-year or a 7-year ARM? What is it on? What type of loan program are they doing it on? What's the APR? And the APR is going to actually throw in all the costs. There was a guy that used to finance rates when we were down in the twos, 2.5. He'd finance them at 1.99. But he would have 2 points of discount fee up front, and then he'd have another 2 points of origination fee up front. And his 2% that he was advertising came in at an APR of 3.4. So by the time he was done on a $300,000 loan, he was charging you close to $20,000 in fees. The rate was great, but you paid all that money up front.
Yep.
Sometimes it's worth it, sometimes it's not. So there's a whole lot more to an interest rate than the rate. What's the cost to get there? Can I do it a different way? Those are
so there should be a discussion. I mean, like you say, it's more when people just call you and that's all they want to know. That's really not fair to them or you.
No. One of the things when people call and say, you know, what's your rate? What are we doing? I say, well, let me ask you a question. How long do you plan on being in the home? If you're going to be in the home in 2 years, then yeah, get rate, don't pay for it, and move on. If you're going to be in the home for longer than that, maybe pay a point. Because paying a point, you normally will collect that money back within the first 3 years of the loan. And then after that, you're saving all the money for the rest of the time. There's many moving factors that come into play on what you think you're going to do as to why you do that. What's the history you've had in the home? Are you refinancing it every 3 to 5 years? Then what do you want to do? If you're going to buy another one, are you going to refinance that one every 3 to 5? That's a conversation that I can explain a lot about why the banks design their loans that way.
Sure, absolutely. All right, so when we look at home prices right now, is there a certain pricing sector that you see some homes getting discounted, or is it just kind of across the board people are having to lower some of their prices?
That's a good question, and it's pretty much across the board. I've seen homes that are $800,000 and they're now being discounted down to $720,000. It doesn't matter if you go up to $1 million. I've seen homes in that $400,000 range. They may be dropping down to $325,000. And the main reason for them is a couple. One is location where the home's at, and you can override that. But the key factor is, how does the home look? What upgrades does the home have? How much maintenance does the person need to do going into the home to buy the home? I mean, there's a house in my neighborhood. They started at $655,000. They're down to $575,000. The house needs a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to take advantage of it when the market was really high and bringing, you know, $50,000 over asking price. That's not there anymore. If that house doesn't have appeal when it walks up, if it doesn't look like it doesn't need any work, then that house is probably going to give you more money and less discount. But if you have to do any, if the carpet's outdated, if the walls need to be painted, if you haven't changed the flooring or the appliances, those are issues that when people come in, if they're going to pay that price now, they don't want to have to do any work to it. They want to move in.
Sure.
Versus there's another market out there that keeps the market strong that doesn't care about those things. They understand they'll discount it, but they want to come in and do some sweat equity. We'll mm-hmm. talk about that in a bit. But that's where we're seeing most of the discounts is because of that. It's just homes that need self. That are people that, surprisingly enough, there about a month ago, half my business were folks going through a divorce. They were just trying to get out of the home, take the money and run. So you'll see discounts if there's an urge for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why homes are being discounted. We actually had a customer the other day where the seller was paying some of the closing costs. So you're going to start seeing that happen. Instead of them discounting the price, they pay the closing costs.
Well, what a difference a few months can make, huh?
Yes. It didn't take long. And again, there's homes out there that if it's a nice home in a nice area, you're going to get in a bidding war. We're still seeing those. But if it needs work or if it's not in the right area, there's opportunities. It just depends on how you're looking at it. Mm-hmm. Are you renting? There's so many different ways of looking at that.
Right. Are we seeing homes stay on the market longer? And again, I'll go different price points. Are they staying longer or again across the board?
Again, it's pretty much across the board depending on the condition of the home. Some people are pretty proud of their homes. They think that they're worth that and they'll put them out there and they'll just hang on and maybe they'll get them. I've seen people do that at $800,000, $900,000, and they're going to stand on it. It's a nice home, but they're still pushing the envelope a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
When you have rates where they are, a rate of 3% on a $900,000 home, that payment's a whole lot different than 5% on a $900,000 loan.
No doubt.
And the people go, well, I don't need it that bad. While you may be trying to sell it, it's not going to work on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
So there are homes that are staying out longer than one in my neighborhood. They just started too high. And once potential buyers realize that home's been on the market for 30 to 45 days, they're going, what else? Why isn't there an offer? What else is wrong with this house? Did somebody do an inspection? All of a sudden, it starts to look bad.
And that's why it's important to deal with a realtor that's going to be honest with you, too, to let you know, hey, again, you're in charge, whatever, you're hiring me, but here's why you don't want to make that mistake, right?
Many of the realtors that are out there that are still out there, because there's several that are starting to leave, a good realtor will know and explain that to you. We use Allison a lot. Mm-hmm. But a good realtor will say, okay, here's where I think you are. Here's how we stage the home. But if this doesn't happen, are you ready to do this? Get you prepared in case it doesn't work. Let's start where you want to start, but be ready in case it doesn't work. How long can you keep the home on the market before, A, you lose the house you want to buy, or it's not worth moving?
Right.
Those questions we weren't asking 6 months ago.
No, not at all.
They weren't even part of the conversation. Now you have to look at the scenario. It's becoming more of a mutual buyer-seller kind of market. it has changed, but homes are still appreciating. Mm-hmm. They're not depreciating.
Yeah. Again, Kurt Rogers with us. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. And once again, Kurt will be glad to sit down with you, work through your personal scenario, because everybody's situation is different. But Kurt will be glad to help you, and he's got a team. Maybe you need to find a good realtor. Hey, we've got a great one in Allison, as he just mentioned, Allison Wall. And we got several, but, I mean, Allison has been on our show and done a great, great job. But Kurt will be glad to help you in any way he can. So as far as home values and all, so, you know, as you mentioned, some homes are being discounted and on the market for a longer period of time. How can values continue to go up, or how do we get them back up? What does that take?
A lot of people seem to think, the naysayers will tell you that the housing market's going to crash, and that's not the case. And there's so many moving parts to this. I don't foresee that. It's like, are we in a recession? Are we not? Do we feel like we're in a recession? Yeah. Are we really? I don't think so. One of the key factors in a recession is unemployment. We have very low unemployment, so there's a lot of people working. Well, when you got people working, there's someplace they want to stay. Can they rent? Can they buy? Well, 6 months ago, those folks couldn't buy. Mm-hmm. They didn't have the cash. They couldn't go anywhere. Well, now all of a sudden, you've got this segment of the society that wants to own a home. Part of it is they're tired of renting. They're seeing the appreciation. So the demand for homes in that marketplace, anywhere from 250 to 400,000, there's a demand for that, sometimes as high as six. Because now you've got first-time home buyers. You've got people that want to get back into the market and own a home, because they're tired of paying rent and getting nowhere. Because when you make a rent payment, whether you make a rent payment or a mortgage payment, you're paying somebody's mortgage off. You would prefer it to be yours.
Sure.
It could be a lot. So that is still causing the demand up. Like I said earlier, if you've got nice homes, the demand on those is going to continue. Like, I've got customers in bidding wars on homes because they're in the right location, they're perfect homes, and somebody wants to live in that neighborhood. And they'll pay the extra money for it. But there's so many people that are out in the market. I believe that throughout the rest of this year, home will continue to appreciate at 5% per year. Even with homes being discounted, that doesn't mean that's bad. That's because it's the house and who it fits for.
Right.
There's still so many people that want to buy a home that the demand is still up there. We still only have about a 5 to 6 week supply of houses on the market, mm-hmm. where we need to have 3 months. So that's telling you that they're selling. They may take longer, but they're still selling. The right buyer will come in and pick up that home. But there's loan programs that are coming out for many of these folks that have not been able to be in the market. Because before, when you wanted to buy a house, you had to have cash to pay the appraisal gap. That was pretty standard. $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 was pretty average. Well, now that's not so much the case. So with the first-time home buyer, like I said earlier, you can buy a home with 95% loan and only have to come up with 5% down. There's actually some down payment assistance programs that are outstanding to get you into a home. Well, sellers before wouldn't even look at that. They didn't want that. So you didn't get a chance. Well, there's a bunch of those people out there looking, because I've got them and they're working on loans.
Sure.
You've got people that there's a loan program they came out with called a 2-1 buy-down. This is a great first-time home buyer product. It's whether you want to do a new build or whether you want to do a from a pre-existing home and go to it. The way it works is, let's say your interest rate's 5 for a hypothetical number.
Okay.
So you're going to get this loan on a $300,000 house at 5%. But the first year, you pay the payment of a 3% loan.
Wow.
And you pay that for 12 months. That's about $250 a month in the payment. Lower. Then the second year, it goes to 4%. Then the third and subsequent years, it goes to the 5%. Hmm. So you get into the house with less money to make the payment, and now you have cash to do something with the house and work your way up. It's perfect for first-time home buyers to understand home ownership. In a couple of years, if it doesn't work out, sell the house.
Sure.
It works out wonderful. And those programs used to be out many years ago. When the rates were 5, 6, and 8%, because they do exactly what I say.
Mm-hmm.
They went away. They're now back because why? We're back to 5, 6% rates. This helps people to get in a home. Everybody wants home ownership. You want to have those numbers up because that helps the economy. That helps keep people employed because there's so much side effect from owning a home, going to Home Depot or Lowe's or the furniture store or Walmart to buy this knickknack. It's because you own a home. You don't do that when you rent.
Exactly. Did you find throughout most of your transactions so far this year even over the last couple of years, that there were people, already in Colorado and they're just moving to a different neighborhood, or did you find there was several out-of-state folks coming in?
Over the last couple of years, the majority of the business I was getting was probably people moving in from out-of-state on purchases. They're just coming in trying to find homes. That number's still there. It's not as high as it was, but it's still there. We're seeing people now that have lived in the state. They bought their first home now they want to move to a different area. Right now it's more people that are living in the state that are changing and going and getting a different home.
All right, good deal. Now, what about, real quick for a break, what about townhomes, condos, those kind of things? Are those prices staying?
They're staying pretty stable.
Okay.
Because they fit, if you look at the millennial generation, if you look at the younger folks, which if you look at their numbers, they are purchasing 47% of the purchases are out there are by millennials. So the belief that they didn't want to own a home, that's not true.
Right.
They want to own the home, but their demands and what they're looking for are completely different. They're used to living in a townhome or a condo. That's not a problem. Some like single family, but they're not. They'll stay in a condo or in a townhome. So the demand for those is still up. And there's some great opportunity in those because of the way the lenders structure their programs. There's some of those that have bought homes years ago that are doing what we call rehab loans. And after the break, we can get into that because there's so many different ways to take the home you have or buy a home, like I said before, that needs work, and how to make it your home and get a great price here to make it all work and get it all financed.
All right. We'll come back with more. Kurt Rogers right after this.
Hi, this is Chris Kane with 303roofer.com. If you're looking to put on a new roof because of hail, give us a call at 303-390-1382. We'll give you a cash price, which means you'll most likely get to keep some of your insurance money instead of giving it to us. It's your money, we know that, and we'll price the work accordingly. So give us a call today, 303-390-1382, or go to our website, 303roofer.com.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical. And I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife Victoria, and our optical needs, and many friends that we've sent there. And Alan has been doing a great job there. Family owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical. And it's only $69 for an eye exam, so call them today, 303-321-1578. And mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is a website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hey, Dan, you know our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney, and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. If you're just joining us, Kurt Rogers with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage, our exclusive mortgage lender here with Haystack, 720-895-0500. Kurt, before the break, you mentioned these rehab loans. So there are certain programs for folks that if they know going into it and the mortgage company knows going into it that this home needs some work, then there are specific loans for that.
The mortgage company won't do a loan if you got a foundation issue, you got electrical or plumbing.
Okay.
They won't do those. But if the house is, let's say, average condition, the appliances and the cabinets are outdated, if the carpet needs to be replaced, if it's just got the wrong windows in it. But when you're looking at a home, what the lenders have come out with is they've actually improved these rehab loans to where if you walk into a house and it needs what I call sweat equity or maybe a little bit more, they'll start out by giving you can finance in the loan the repairs of the home at the future value of the home. Let me explain that. Let's say you find a house for $350, but it's going to take some work to get it done. You're going to redo the kitchen. You're going to redo this, and you want to drop $100,000 in for round numbers.
Okay.
So now the house is going to be worth $450. They'll do the loan at the $450. And they'll do the whether it's 90% or 85% or 80%, they'll loan the money on that. Then they will then give you a year to 18 months to upgrade that home to that condition. They'll have a contractor. You'll have a contractor on the home. And then they can come in and do the work. And then they'll report to the lender, I finished this, so that the lender knows it's moving along on time. They release the money out of the loan. But you're in the home while it works. Can you do your own repairs? No. If you have a general contractor and you want to help, that's fine, but you can't do your own repairs. When you think about it, I have a house in my neighborhood. This guy's still got the windows from 1977. His father passed away. He got the home. His dad bought the house originally in 77, never changed the windows.
He didn't change anything.
He changed nothing. That house needs a lot of work. But if you break it down and get a loan like that on this house, you're going to have a real nice house by the time it's done. You could probably get it done for $80,000 to $100,000. You just read the entire. Now, all of a sudden, you got a real nice house, and it's yours. You made it personal. You chose the inside of the house. You chose the looks. So those loans are starting to become popular. Instead of trying to find that perfect home, people are saying, I found the house in the area I like. Right. Now I can do the work. If you don't want to do one that's extensive, they have rehab loans down around $25,000. To where they'll give you the money, then you can do the work. You can do the work.
Okay.
You can do what you want. You can change the flooring. You can change the cabinets. You can paint. You can do whatever you want to the home. That's for you to do. So they've got these rehab loans that are very attractive so you can go through and make that house yours to make it more personal. For some folks, they don't want to go through that. For people buying a house and saying, first-time home buyers, again, come back to because you can do that. First-time homebuyer can look at a house and say, well, I can paint it. I can make it look nice. I can put new windows in it. I can get the kitchen the way I want, the main areas of the house, change the flooring. I got a perfect house. I spent $40,000-$50,000. It's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
Allows you to get into the home to make that work.
Sure. And we've talked about this before just real quick. On the other side, you know, you're getting ready to sell a house. There are smart things to do as far as upgrades, and there are some not-so-smart things to do where the money's not going to come back to you. You got to be careful with that.
You bring up a very good point. If you're thinking of selling the house, if you're not too bad with a paintbrush, paint it. Paint the walls white. Do yourself a favor. Just buy white, paint them.
Yeah.
Because the person buying at the house might not like your color, and they don't have a problem with white because they can paint over it quick. That's one of the best things. One of the other popular things that I'm telling people when they're telling me they're thinking of selling and buy another house, I get a hold of Dave Hart.
Yep.
Not because I have him on the show, because I understand the value of what he does. Because when people come in now to look at your home, they're going to inspect that roof. And any time an inspector goes to the roof or an insurance company goes to the roof, they're not going to tell you it doesn't need something. Dave Hartwell.
Sure.
Why? Because he can do your roof for you, but what he can do is he can give you a warranty on it for 5 years and revitalize the roof with this spray that he has. I've had it done. You've had it done. I mean, it takes care of everything, and it's about 10%, 20% of what the normal cost is to have a roof done.
Yep.
So you're past that point, so when somebody looks at it, they can't say anything.
Exactly. And, man, when you're standing there and you're all prepared and you show them that warranty that Dave gives you.
You've got a five-year warranty on it. Yeah.
Yep. No-brainer to me.
It's the best way to spend that kind of money to save you much more.
Right.
Because whoever's buying a house, they're going to say, well, I want a new roof. We've got hail. Look at this weather.
Sure. Now, with rates higher and so volatile, I guess we'll say a little bit, is it still a good time, would you tell people, to purchase?
Yes. for all the reasons I said earlier. One, there's tremendous opportunity out there. You can buy a home and do a rehab, and you put in the sweat equity to get it done. You're building the equity. It's your money. You're going to make more on it. That's one of the reasons. Because of the condition of the home, you're able to save yourself some money. There's opportunities that people, because they've naysayers have talked to them, they believe that their home market's going to go down, so they just want to sell. They want to get out. They don't want to deal with this, whether it's an investment property or whether it's a second home. There's some deals. When the market is changing, to put yourself in a position to say, now's the time to buy that, because I'm still going to make 4 or 5. I'm not going to make 10 or 12, but I'm going to make 4 or 5. So there's always opportunity, even when the rates go up. I actually have several customers that are doing that. They've positioned themselves where they have the money, say, okay, now when I see something, I see those chances, I'll just reach right out there and buy them. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing that. Plus, with rents going up, why would you not want to buy a house?
Sure.
If the prices of a house have stabilized or come down a little bit on that $300,000 to $400,000, that's a payment that's going to be less than what you're paying to rent, because you're probably paying 22 to 28. And on a $350,000 house, that payment's less than $2,000.
Sure. Absolutely.
And you own it. It's your equity.
Right. Now, earlier you were talking about just different loans and different types of loans. And one I think we always ought to mention is that VA loan, because it's amazing how many times you said you've talked to vets that don't have it.
Yeah. When I interview someone and I'm talking to them and they're thinking about buying a home, I will always ask that, whether they're financing, refinancing, or purchase, were you ever in the military? And they'll say, yeah. I said, okay, have you ever used your VA? No, I don't think it's worth it. It's what I get about 30% of the time, which really surprises me. And I'll talk to them about it. I said, do you understand that if you're buying a home, they will do 100% financing on a home with no mortgage insurance at the best rate possible, better than anything else out there? VA rates are lower than anything else out in the market at 100% loan to value.
What causes that lack of knowledge for them? Whose fault is that?
I don't know. Being a veteran,
right,
having three brothers that were veterans, and when I would talk to them about it, say, well, you know, I'm done with the VA. It's like we don't want to infringe anymore. We don't want to go further. It's just something built in. We're like, okay. I had one brother that he had some issues coming back from Nam, and he would fight to go to VA. We struggled with him to get to the Veterans Administration to apply for a benefit. It took my brother 12 years, my other brother 12 years, to convince him to do this before he got 100% disability. He just didn't feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, veterans are like that sometimes. VA loans are some of the best loans that are out there for the right person. If you own a home and you have VA, you can refinance at 100%. They'll give you 100% of the value. Again, no monthly mortgage insurance. And their debt-to-income ratios and their credit score requirements are a lot less. Higher debt-to-income ratios, much lower FICO scores, will get you the best loan out there at the best rate. It really surprises me sometimes that they don't even realize that they have that potential.
Sure. So why is having access to your equity now so important to people?
When in the past 20 years... 40 years, have you had this much equity in your house? Most people have a minimum of $50,000, minimum. Many people have $200,000, $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's money that you paid for. You made those mortgage payments. While the value went up, you drove the payoff down, which helps build that equity. So you're right in that. That's like putting money in a 401k or an IRA. If you're putting it in there, you want it back. Why should you not be able to get to it? Now, I understand you may have a rate of 2.5, 2.75 on a 30-year fix. I'm not trying to tell you to refinance that. I'm telling you, with where we are today in the economy of the world, if you have access to $100,000 to $150,000 to $200,000, you should make it available to you, and you can do that without having to make payments. There are ways that I can show you to go out and get a loan, pay a few dollars to get the paperwork done on the loan. And when I say few, I'm talking $500-$600. You now have this loan that costs you nothing till you need it. And you never know what's coming. You never know when the furnace goes out.
Sure.
You never know, like in our house, when the pipe underneath the basement cracks from the water. You never know when they're coming. You never know when you may be laid off work. You never know when a family member needs money. And when they come to you, where's that money going to come from? Are you going to take it out of your 401k, your IRA? Are you going to take it out of savings, college funds? Or are you going to put it on a credit card? Mm-hmm. Or are you then at that time going to reapply to get a loan so you could get this money to give to whoever or wherever you need it and pay more fees? Do it once, have it sit there. And I had many people in 2008 that had that type of loan that was able to give them the ability to make their mortgage payment when they were unemployed, because you never know what's going to happen.
Sure.
You never know if you're going to get sick. So though I firmly believe with the equity that you have in your home now, now's the opportunity to make sure you have this as a cushion. And it's pretty inexpensive to get, costs you nothing per month to have.
Right. Kurt Rogers, our guest, 720-895-0500. It's affordable mortgage. We'll take a quick break and be back with more right after this.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Caranci, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pet's needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today, 303-708-8050, or check them out, LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. A few more minutes here with Kurt Rogers. Kurt, while we're talking about a lot of different loan programs out there, and you, what made me think of this is you were just talking about, hey, the unknown out there. One thing that we've been talking here over these last couple of months with another gentleman in your office, David Olson, is reverse mortgages.
Correct.
And, again, not for everybody, just like every loan you have is not for everybody, but
why they have so many
that's
loans.
Why they have choices, right? But that's why you got to sit down with someone like yourself or David to figure out if a reverse mortgage is right for you. And I'm telling you, I've seen a big switch just over 10, 12 years here of doing the show with financial planners, you know, 8, 12 years ago
wouldn't even talk about them.
Oh, they're not a good idea. And now they're saying, hey, let's look at it.
It's a good tool.
It's a great tool, probably. So just kind of give us some highlights of what's happening with reverse mortgages.
And you bring up a good point. A reverse mortgage is not for everybody. But there are people it's good for when their other solutions might mean they lose the home.
Mm-hmm.
To get a reverse mortgage, you have to be 62 or older. Pretty standard knowledge of that. Well, at that point in life, if you own your home, you really never want to live anywhere else. Very few people at the age of 62 want to move on. This is their final home.
Sure.
So you don't want to go anywhere. Well, as the speed bumps of life, I call them, come along, sometimes you have issues making those payments. You've built the equity. You've been in the home, you know, 20 years. You've got $100,000, $200,000 worth of equity, but you're not employed. You're on Social Security. You can't qualify for a loan. How do you get cash to fix things? How do you take care of some medical bills? That's the design of the reverse mortgage, to help you handle those things in life that you mm-hmm. need when you're retired, when you don't have as much.
Right.
We've got several customers right now. The guy the other day couldn't figure out how to keep his house. I said, well, you're 70 years old. You could do a reverse and have money the rest of your life, and you can get rid of your house payment. It was exactly what he needed to take the pressure off so he could go have an operation done because he was going to be unemployed for a period of time, and he was worried about how to make his house payment. The reverse mortgage helps you get to that point. It helps you. Being 62 is the first thing. Second is you never have to make another house payment on it as long as you live there. And it doesn't matter what happens to the value of the house. It can go up, can go down, doesn't change. Right. Because they can't kick you out. The only thing you have to do is make sure it's livable. Can't ruin the plumbing and the electrical. And then you have to pay your escrows, your taxes and your insurance and HOA. If you do those, which is about good. A third or 25% of what your total payment is, you now just gave yourself $1,000 to $2,000 a month freedom, a release of those. And that can be very helpful to some people. Some people it's not. Many people are taking the reverse mortgage, and they're taking they may have an extra $100,000, and they're letting that money sit there. And as the reverse mortgage goes on and the value of the house goes up, your home appreciates, or your $100,000 gets paid the same rate. So if the house is going up 4%, you're making 4% on $100,000. So each year you're making $4,000.
Right.
So you have access to that money down the road. Though, again, I come back to, you paid that money. It's your money. You put it into the house. It's yours. Why should you not be able to take it back?
Right. And it's quite easy. I mean, they just give Dave a call at your office, 720-895-0500. He kind of walks them through some things. And if they want to move forward, there's a kind of a counseling type deal.
Correct.
That takes a few minutes to kind of go through, just to make sure that you understand everything that David has told you. And then you're on your way, right?
That's one of the other things I like about the system with the lenders on the reverse mortgage. You can't quick sell that. You can't high pressure that, because you have to go to counseling before you start the paperwork. So the you can either go to the counselor, or you can go online to the counselor, and they're going to walk you through regulated questions to make sure you understand everything about how it works.
Right.
And if you don't understand, and if somebody's trying to tell you that it's a lie, like if you came to David and he tried to do that, the counselor is going to tell you that's incorrect.
Sure.
So the process is completely different. It's at your speed to understand all the facts before you get anywhere, which to me makes it safe.
Right.
You're protected in it. And nobody can ever take your home from you,
right,
no matter what.
And David has said this every time he's been on the show, too, that, hey, you know, you can come to him, he'll come to you, and if you want to have your whole family there, you want to have your attorney there, your financial planner there, I mean, there's no secrets here. It's just lays out the facts.
It is what it is. Here's how it works.
It works for you.
It's really that. There are limitations on what can happen. It's age, the value of your house. They don't really care what your credit is. That's because they got the equity of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty basic stuff.
Right. Again, let's spend our last few minutes here on the asset manager, which is something you've talked about for a number of years here. And you want to talk about, again, a loan that's not for everyone, but boy, it fits a lot of people perfectly, doesn't it?
The asset manager, the easiest way I can explain it, it's a simple interest loan. Not a front-end interest loan. If you're looking at not changing your payments and owning your home faster, this loan can do it for you. Many people think it's too good to be true, but it works. I've had it since 2007. It allows you, as you make your payments and your payoff goes down, your payment goes down. So every dollar you put in there that's in excess of your payment is lowering your payoff. So if you throw in an extra $10,000, or you put in $1,000 a month, it's going to go to principal, drop your payoff, which drops your payment. So when your payment goes down, you pay less interest. This isn't about interest rate, which is the hardest thing people have to get used to in a loan. They think 2.5% is better than 5%. I can prove to you 5% is cheaper on a simple interest loan than 2.5%. Because I've done it over and over and over again. Because you will pay less interest to own your home, so your interest rate goes down. Your effective interest rate on that kind of loan is going to be down around 2%. If you're doing a $600,000 loan, your effective interest rate is going to be around 3%. I don't care what you got. That's the way it works.
Right.
But in addition to that, the loan gives you flexibility that you don't see anywhere else. Let's say you have a loan for $500,000 and your payoff's 3%. You have a line of credit for $200,000. Should you need repairs, you don't ever have to go anywhere with this loan. They put in a built-in line of credit for 30 years on this loan. So you pay it off, you just write a check for anything you want fixed. You want to do an investment, you want to buy investment property, whatever you want to do, mm-hmm. you want to do a home improvement, you don't need to go back to the bank and get that loan. It's there for you. But the money doesn't cost you anything until you take it. It's kind of like the loan I was talking about earlier. Right. It makes it available for you. This loan's been around since 1965. We're the only country in the world besides France that does 30-year mortgages the way we do them. The rest of the world does simple interest loans like this.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you pay less interest, you own your home faster with the same money. And I keep saying that, and many people say, that can't be true. It doesn't work that way. And I have a spreadsheet. If you ever want to see it, call me up, and I'll show it to you. I'll put your numbers in, match them over here on this one on the simple interest, and you'll pay it off in 11 and a half, 12 years. Where you still got 28 years left
on your... And we always say this, without really changing anything in your spending habits.
You don't need to spend extra money. You just take the money, whatever you deposit in your check account, put it in this one. Leave it there, pay your bills, go on.
Yep.
As the payoff goes down, more of your money goes to principal, which drives the payoff down. It's kind of like that old thing when you were a kid, give somebody a penny and double it every day for 30 days, how much money you got. Well, it's $4 million in that case. Goes from a penny to two to four to six or to eight, 16.
Right.
Starts to add up. Same thing in this principle. Simple interest. Less interest. Own my home faster. Not spending extra money. But I have the access to my home when I need it and I choose. I don't have to go borrow it. Because the toughest time to borrow money is when you need it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you never know
when you need it.
When you need it. All right. Those emergencies happen. And I think we've all seen that over the last few years. Kurt, as always, our time goes too quick, but thank you very much, sir.
That 58 minutes went right on by.
I'm telling you. Give Kurt a call. Hey, he'll be glad to help you, 720-895-0500. Hey, if a reverse mortgage is something you're looking for, call that same number. Ask for David Olson. He'll be glad to sit down with you and help you out as well. It is AIMortgage.net. Thank you for being with us today for Your Money Matters.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.